to the Sunday Class Dance 258 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the nation's station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 1st of February 2026. Last Tuesday, I lost my mother after a long but peaceful decline, and as this coming week marks the anniversary of my father's passing in 2015, today's programme will be dedicated to them and everyone remembering past family members. I am not sad, and the dance music always lifts us, so I hope you will enjoy the programme. My mother was a Scottish dancer, unlike my father, who was most definitely not. And I learnt at children's classes and then graduated to the first half of the adult class when I went to secondary school. So I thought this first dance was very appropriate, Dance with Mother, devised by Graham Hamilton for his mother. The dance is an 8x32 bar reel. Ones dance down below the threes, cast up and dance half figure of eight round the twos. Ones dance in and down into reflection reels at three on the sides, then cross down, cast up and turn left hand 1 1/4 to lady up man down for left shoulder reels of three across the dance. I have chosen Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band's recording of Homeward Bound. Thank you. Blinded by Rory MacDonald, Gordon's Favourite by Ronnie Cooper, The 60-Fathom Reel by Alex Cooper, and The Fencing Post by Ronnie Cooper, played by Nicol McLaren and the Glenn Craig Band. One of my mother's favourite dances was Bonnie Anne, very popular back in the 1960s and 70s, then mostly a demonstration dance after that. And here is Frank Reed's recording from his LP, Something Old, Something New. Glenderall Highlanders by Alexander Fetz, and Wade's Welcome to Inverness by Pipe Major Robert Meldrum for Bonnie Anne, played by Frank Reed's band. I don't really remember my mother's favourite Strass Bay, but the Bonnie Lass of Bon Accord by John Drury is very much of that era, devised in 1964, and I remember it on many programmes in the early 1970s. The band we danced most to then was Rob Gordon, so here is his version of The Bonnie Lass of Bon Accord. Thank you. Scott Skinner wrote the tune The Bonnie Lass of Bonacord for Wilhelmina Bell. And we will stay with Rob Gordon and his band for my mother's favourite reel, General Stewart's reel. And his band played the Stuart's Rant, There Was a Lad, and Duncan Gray for General Stuart's Reel. That recording was from the LP I Love Scotland, recorded in 1965. Now, as I said, my father was no dancer, but he was at school in Belfast, and during the war the school was evacuated to Port Rush, He remembered Portrush fondly and talked to me about it in his final days. So I have a particular affinity with this next track, Farewell to Portrush, by Lucy Mulholland, from the Belfast Platinum Anniversary Dances and Marian Anderson's band.
Thank you.
Anderson played her tunes, The Causeway Jig and Flying Scots, then the traditional Willie Walsh's Jig, and the fourth tune, Hamish Colgan's Railway Sessions, was also by Marion. For our eight-time Strathspey this week, it has to be Sue McKinnell's The Long Goodbye. My family name is Long. One set, cross right, set and turn left hand to finish first man facing second man, partner behind him. Alternating tandem reel of three across, and once finished facing first corners. Corners pass and two-hand turn, and on bars 23 to 24, once half-turn left-hand, the lady up man down, for reels of three on the sides, right shoulder to fourth corners. Sue recommends the recording for the Gypsy Weaver by the Scottish Weekend Ensemble. Thank you. Scottish Weekend Ensemble of 2003 played The Gypsy Weaver by Liz Donaldson, When the King Comes Over the Water, Hard is My Fate by Captain Simon Fraser, and Rob Don McKay the Poet by Rob Don McKay. Recently, I have usually been including at least one dance by Murrow Landon, and this week I found Long Meg and Her Daughters. Not that my mother was Meg, but me and my youngest sister met up on Friday in London, only a mile or two from where Murrow lived, so I reckon there is enough there to justify inclusion. The dances are real for two couples in a three-couple set. It looks tricky, with two formations he calls a black Petronella and a half-inverse Celtic reel, which are clearly variations of the standard formations, but with two couples moving throughout. However, the recording he suggests is a good one. Morpeth Rant, played by Robert Whitehead and the Danelaw Band. Robert and the Danelaw played Morpeth Rant and then Great North Run 86 and Gary Tullock's Reel, both by Robert himself. My parents, particularly my mother, were green and environmentally aware long before the concept really took off, so I have picked The Green Belt Jig by Elaine Brunken from 2010. Nice and simple. Three ladies dance right shoulder around their partner back to place, then cross right hand with partner. The men repeat. Ones cast two places, dance up the middle, and cast to second place. Three couples advance and retire and turn partner right hand. Jim Lindsay, Keith Smith and Muriel Johnston recorded the CD for the Moments in Time book. Muriel Johnston tunes for the Green Belt Jig, Ride the Wind, in brackets Tatsudo, Moira of Horsewells, The Clockwork Comic, and The Submariner's Jig, played by Muriel, Keith Smith, and Jim Lindsay. Another dance we have this week every year is Long Frank's Reel by David Queen, devised for Frank Hewitson, for whom David also wrote the lead tune. The dance was published in the Ribble Valley Book of Dances, for which Nicol McLaren recorded the CD in 2010. I'll also mention here Alison Bell, Marissa Bryce, Grant McDougall, Marina Tate, Iris Sanderson, and Joyce Wilson.
Thank you.
Nicol McLaren and his band played Frank and June Hewitson by David Queen, Gilda Roy and the Old Grey Cat, both traditional, and then Ingram 35 by Freeland Barber. Our last Strass Bay is a short one by Anne Thorne called Family Ties. In a three-couple set, ones dance down, turn the threes, dance up and turn the twos to finish in second place. From there, they dance the figure of love, which draws interlocking hearts on the floor. Then right-hand teapots, left-hand teapots, and finally ones and threes set and link, and ones and threes circle to the left. No recording, but I felt We'll Meet Again might be appropriate. So here is Ewan. Galloway played We'll Meet Again by Ross Parker and Huey Charles, White Cliffs of Dover by Walter Kent, and There'll Always Be an England, another by Parker and Charles. And finally, Rest and Be Thankful. Not that a dance really fits the title, but you certainly can afterwards. There are seven recordings to choose between, and this one by Don Bartlett and the Scotians is by far the fastest, but it has a grand set of tunes. Don Bartlett and the Scotians played Goodbye, Mrs. Durkin, Australian Homestead, Skip to My Lou, and Cape Town Races by Stephen Foster. I hope you've enjoyed the music today. Next weekend I'm in Harrogate, so maybe I'll use the evening dance programmes as inspiration. We'll play out today with Marian Anderson's band playing the slow air Summer Sunset by Keith Dixon. Bye!